Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:07 on ESPN 97.5. By the way, that promo for Just Saying is wrong. It's no longer Saturday mornings at 10:30. It's Friday nights at 10:30. Friday nights at 10:30 is when it airs. It'll be on during the Cougs game, unfortunately. But we taped today at the Rustic at noon. So come on by and hang out. Food's awesome. Come see us. You can get on TV, ask a question, or whatever you want to do. I mean, you could just sit there and I don't know. But the Rustic at noon, right there on Polk. Great place. And we want you to come on by and hang out.
Well, let's get, we got a phone call. This is a real treat, actually, right here. We've got Jason, who's calling in, and
he wants to talk about his Astros.
Yeah, he is a true Astro fan, and that's what I like. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. So, first of all, that call from Shannon, while we might agree with the sentiment, that it was not officially sanctioned by Astros Twitter. So I'll put that on the record right now.
All right, so you did not sanction that hit on John Granato.
Well, don't forget, Astros Twitter has been very critical of me in the past. So
yeah. Well, and that's kind of why I was calling today, because, you know, it being opening day, I wanted to extend the olive branch. And, you know, we had our disagreements last year when I said that one of the closers was utterly dominant. Mm-hmm. You guys happen to disagree.
Okay.
Oh.
And so I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right.
You guys don't understand a freaking thing about baseball.
Oh, I thought that was the actual apology.
Wait a minute. You said you're sorry that we don't understand a freaking thing?
Wasn't
Ken Giles traded because he sucked so bad and he couldn't get anybody out?
As long as he's wearing that orange and blue, John, you know, he's player of God's team. Okay, but that's not what I called, really. I wanted to clear up some misconceptions about Astros Twitter. I think what people don't understand, they say, oh, you guys are kind of cliquish, you know, and I'm like, no, we are an underground group of rebels that have come together over our very niche love of Major League Baseball. Not a lot of people do that. I don't know if you know. Mm-hmm. It's like finding a band that nobody else listens to.
Your band was discovered, and they are a big national band. They signed a huge contract.
I mean, it's not like there's millions of people that come out and watch this team play. You know, we happen to love baseball. That's what makes it
literally
unique.
Like 3 million.
No, there are 3 million people.
Literally, a lot of people.
You know, and then you guys just sound like all the cynics out there that are like, we hear it a lot. Like, hey, the only reason that this Star Wars band of humanity has coalesced is because of the other aspects of mainstream society have left them behind.
What?
Listen, Astro Twitter.
I've never said that in my life.
So, look, here's the thing. We do have some concerns about like 3 through 5. Honestly, in your rotation, if Wade Miley is your number 3 versus Dallas Keuchel, that is a little bit of a concern. There's no Lance McCullers. Instead, it's going to be, you know, a Colin McHugh, and you don't
know Charlie Morton. But Wade Miley wins the World Series every year. So,
well, that's where you guys are getting caught up in it again already. Like, don't look at the end result. End result does not always dictate utter dominance. I mean, there's countless cases in history. Go back to World War II. Hitler, utterly dominant. Rommel, utterly dominant. Iraq War.
Not really.
Utterly dominant.
No.
That's not really. No, the end result
is... Wait a minute. If you win and dominate your opponent in winning, then you're utterly dominant. If you don't, then you're not.
But you're not even, what? Like, I've heard people say...
Hitler?
I've heard people say, you know, teams have been utterly dominant, or they've... I don't ever hear that phrase, utterly dominant. But people said they've dominated the game, and yet they still lose at the end. But, like, Ken Giles was never... He never really dominated, though, necessarily.
Okay, Wade Miley, Cy Young season coming up.
Oh, okay.
Wow!
Well, that's that's out there, but okay.
Just off of injury.
I'm all for it. Okay, Astros Twitter, I love Wade Miley for Cy. Cy Miley. I love it. And that's his new name now.
Do you think, John?
Cy Miley.
Do you think that we have a good understanding of what it takes to, what really goes into great baseball teams? You already said the end result doesn't matter. Then what matters when it comes to great baseball games?
Guys, listen to me. I have devoted my entire life since 2014 to loving baseball. Okay.
Okay.
You guys don't know.
No.
Got to come lately.
No. Well, you know, the WAR plus, I mean, I know you're calculating this every second, what everybody's WAR plus every single statistic that can possibly be statistically computed. But we just see with our human eyes, Wade Miley ain't that good. I just don't know.
Have you looked at his law? I don't know if you guys know this.
No, I don't know his law.
Losses above winners. Nobody.
No.
Wade Miley is on track to lead the league in law this year.
Law? In law? Losses above winners? What?
You think I made that up? Go look it up.
It's a new stat that you made up today?
Google it.
Losses above winners.
You know what you guys sound like? You guys sound like, you know, I get a lot of this too at the ballpark. People coming to me like, "Oh, you don't even know about Astros history," and drop, you know, they make up names like Chris Burke or whatever. Like,
He was real.
I Google that Chris Burke. Ain't no Chris Burke. Never hit no home run in the American League playoffs. So there.
They were in the National League at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what is this? Come on, guys.
that's real.
Utterly dominant is what he was.
Let me ask you a question, Jason. How many games did you go to when the Astros, do you feel like you're a true fan and that you are true Astros Twitter because you went to games during the 100-loss season when there was 6,000 in a park?
Yep, that's exactly right. I sure do, at the expense of all else in my life. You don't think I would have, touched the boob by now? I had a chance one time. I could have touched the boob. No, Folty was going against the Reds on a Tuesday night. I wasn't going to miss that.
You passed on the first thing to go see Chris Holt against the Reds?
Yeah.
I felt like you could have gone some other time. There's a 81 home.
He could have touched a boob.
Why did you pass, Jason?
Because he wanted to see Chris Holt.
Yeah. All right. Come on, guys.
That's love of baseball. That's love of baseball.
It is. Let me ask you. Okay, you got us there. Let me ask you. This is a serious question.
I've never passed on that for Chris Holt.
Is there any type of measurements? Is there some type of sabermetrics to measure fan, like true fan? Is there a true fan index, a TFI, or anything like that where you can measure true fandom?
It's the XLJI. How many extra large? It's the extra large jersey index.
Mm-hmm.
How many extra large jerseys do you have in your drawer at home?
All right.
It's that simple. It doesn't take into account money spent or road games or going to Arlington.
Puny?
You guys are overcomplicating it. Okay, it really comes down to this: do you love baseball? Have you bled Astros orange since 2014? Or, you know, do you like cold beer? That's also one of our niche interests. We like cold beer. So, you know, if you're on that,
it's not niche. That's
diagram,
a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's
what about, does it have to be craft beer?
Oh, got to be craft beer. Also, you got to have a close personal relationship with Astros broadcasters on Twitter.
Okay. And, close.
Jeff Lum, Julie Morales. And again, this is where the cynics come in and say, hey, they only indulge you guys because they are terrified. They have a bone-chilling fear of you and your jersey-wearing ilk.
Yeah.
But again, that is not true.
That is true.
It is kind of true.
That is true. You think Julia Morales likes when you're constantly hounding her?
I'll ask her tonight. I'm waiting in her hotel lobby right now, so I will.
You shouldn't be waiting in a hotel lobby for Julia Morales.
Yeah, that's creepy. He's calling.
I mean, you are a true fan. He's on
true
the
fan.
Road.
He's on, yeah.
Well, listen.
Are you sure he's on the road? Or he's back here waiting.
Are you sure
waiting?
That Shannon was not a hit from Astro Twitter?
He could have been.
It was not a sanctioned hit, is what you're telling us.
Correct. That's correct. Happy opening day, guys. I got to go.
All right. Bye. He's got Julia's coming out of her hotel room. He's got to go.
There she is right now.
No. Don't follow her.
Hopefully she's out of her hotel room.
Don't follow her.
All right. Well, see, Astros Twitter has already started.
Good true fan, Jason.
Haven't even played a game.
No freaking thing.
Haven't even played a game yet. Can't wait for Throw Shade Thursday when John throws shade at Astros Twitter. This guy sounds more like bandwagon fan. No, he is Astros Twitter. Okay.
Sorry.
You guys don't know a damn thing. That's exactly.
Sorry.
713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here, Astros Twitter.
True fan.
And you're going to, you know what? You might want to get in here and get some testosterone.
Well, yeah, maybe you take that XL jersey down to an L. Maybe that's something you can do with testosterone. Because one of the things that your proper level of testosterone does for you is it helps you to metabolize faster. This is true. This is not a sales gimmick. I mean, here are the advantages. These are actual advantages that you are going to get medically and biologically from having your testosterone level where it's supposed to be. You're going to see a much higher level of energy. You're going to see more cognitive processing quicker, and you'll be clearer. You will have a better drive, personal drive. You'll feel like you have that energy to, like, go out and go get them, whether it's for the workplace, whether it's libido, whether it's your workouts. You're going to see an additional drive. And then, you know, lastly, that ability to have the energy level to get through your days and not just turn into a couch potato because you're always fatigued. If that is what is running your life right now, a constant sense of fatigue, there is a decent chance, if you are over the age of 40, that you're suffering from lower testosterone. Get your levels back to where they should be with Men's T Clinic. 4 locations in the Houston area. It takes just a few minutes to get signed up, to get tested. They'll tell you where your numbers are. And if you are inside the safe area where they can treat you, and they will, then you are going to see huge benefits and huge results. And the great thing is, if you are not a candidate, they're not going to treat you. And there are other companies that don't care about your health, but Men's T Clinic is definitely not one of those companies. They will get you back to being the real you. Live your best life with MensTClinic.com.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 820 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Astros starting today. We've also got the you like Michigan today. You like Michigan over Texas Tech.
I do.
I'm going the other way.
I do. They're a small favorite.
Yeah.
1.5 to 2.
I like Texas Tech, and I like Oregon a lot, catching a lot of points.
Yeah, it seems high. Unless people, they have been outperforming what the Vegas number has been, like substantially.
For a while now.
And maybe there's a thought that this is where it catches up with them.
Or how about,
I mean, it could be
they were a
off,
good but preseason team and they got healthy, and this is what they're supposed to be.
Could be.
As opposed to what they were early in the year, because they got healthy. So, I mean, I'm convinced that this Oregon team could do some special things. But that's just me hoping that way, because then I win the pool. But that's another.
Where do you sit right now? Did you guys see there's somebody with the perfect bracket right now?
Well,
there's one perfect bracket.
Right, one perfect bracket. Yeah, it's but he's got Kentucky winning the national championship. Yeah.
Okay.
Without PJ Washington, I'm not sure.
I mean, that, it's going to be tough.
I don't.
When they're not quite getting frankly, past the Cougs,
I think the Cougs beat them without PJ Washington. Mm-hmm. And I'm not so sure the Cougs aren't better even with PJ Washington. Of course, and PJ Washington's not going to be completely healthy. So I hate that the Cougs are the last game, the very last game of this weekend of this Sweet 16. I don't want to wait. No, a little Friday night will be fun. Although I'm not drinking, so I don't care about anything, if you want to know the truth. So Friday night, 9 o'clock, we got to wait all the way till then.
Well, last year, were they the last game on that Sunday when Michigan hit the, or was that a Saturday night game?
I thought it was earlier because I saw that. I don't, was it that late? Was it? I don't think so.
It didn't feel like it.
I don't think it was that late. Maybe because they're the team that everybody wants to see, they put them in that prime spot, 9 o'clock.
Now, if you want to spin it that way, that seems a good way to go about it.
Right. 10 o'clock Eastern. I think that's where everybody wants to be in that one.
That's where everyone wants to be?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where you're going to put your biggest moneymaker right there in that 9 o'clock spot, 10 o'clock Eastern. So looking forward to that tonight. That is going to be huge. Astros baseball this afternoon. And then all of the NCAA tournament games.
Astros are three, right? So you got 3 o'clock Astros. You roll right into your tournament.
That's right.
In good shape.
It's going to be, are you kidding me? 3 p.m. today. And you roll right into your tournament. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think I'm going to go to Prime Social and watch all of this. I think that's what I'm going to do. Play a little cash games today.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea. I got all the TVs.
I got to rush to get all my players once I get done in time for the Astros. So right after this show's over, I got to write some really awesome 7th round caliber players up. Borderline draftable.
Good for you. Rockets and Nuggets tonight. And the Rockets now are in fourth place.
Yeah, these are big games down the stretch now.
Yeah.
Now you are scrapping for, I mean, well, number one, you wanted the Warriors earlier, potentially?
You potentially got them. Yeah. Although, you know, but Portland losing Nurkic. And
that hurts.
I don't know.
You see everyone freak out?
How they can sustain down the... While, you know, they won yesterday.
Like everyone on the court was like, oh, all the players were all freaking out.
It was one of those Robin Ventura ankle all the way twisted, their foot all the way around kind of things.
Oh.
Joe Theismann kind of thing. It was cringeworthy. But I don't know that they can sustain it now. Yeah, they won last night. I don't know how well Portland can sustain it. You're a couple games up on the 5 spot, so you're pretty good. Yes. Well, you know what? I don't know that the Rockets match up all that great against the Nuggets either, if you want to know the truth. We'll find out.
Well, we'll see.
Last time out, they got their ass handed to them by them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. But that's tonight. And, you know, this is, I think, I don't make, what do you make of a regular season game against a team that you potentially face in the second round?
Not too much, but down the stretch, it becomes more important. Yeah. Like
and this is an important game for you positioning-wise. Well,
positioning-wise, you want to stay in the – I think you want to stay in the 2-3s, but I also think you want to – I mean, you want to get – you got to have home court advantage for as long as you can, and then I just think you want to stay away from Golden State in the second round. I understand that maybe catch them in the second round. Your argument is in the first place, the higher up you are, the better the matchup you're going to have in the first round. Let's just get that out of the way. But the other thing is, I know the argument is, well, if you catch him early, you don't have to worry about Chris Paul getting hurt. If he's going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt at some point. You want to typically avoid the best stuff until last. So it's still better to have the highest caliber, you know, the highest seed, because if you're the highest seed you can be, it means you're playing good basketball at this straight. Especially late in the season, you're going to have to play yourself into a better seed than the 4 seed. You're not catching two, so it's really going to be three or four.
As of right now, it's the Jazz. If you get up to the three seed, it's the Clippers. It could all change. The Thunder, the Spurs. The Spurs were just in fifth 2 days ago, and now they're eighth. It's all flip-flopping all over the place. It's one of those teams. And any of them, hey, the Clippers are red hot, but are you worried about the Clippers in a seven-game series? No. Are you worried about the Jazz? Are you worried about Oklahoma City, especially the way they've been playing lately? Although they're the most talented, I think.
I don't want to see Oak City.
I don't want to see Oak City either. That's the least desirable.
I guess weird stuff would have to happen for a Portland first-round series. I guess one of those two teams, Rockets or Portland, would have to drop off a little bit. Portland, they have the advantage. I mean, Cantor's kind of looked at as a joke, but he's a double-double guy you can insert with Nurkic out that they picked up off the scrap heap because the Knicks weren't going to play him because they're trying to lose. They do have that. Cantor's a career pretty much double-double guy. He's not as good as Nurkic, but he's a guy where the points don't necessarily drop off as much. The team defense may. So that's their one advantage. They do have kind of a like-for-like replacement to slide in there, at least on the offensive side. But yeah, Nurkic losing him, big deal. But I don't think they're going to – I think they'll be a four or three. I think they'll be battling the Rockets the rest of the way for that one.
Yeah. Is Cantor who – he's at any point he could be shot because
– Well, I don't know if the Turkish government has that type of pull in this country.
Right.
If Portland has to play a playoff series in Europe, then they're probably not going to have Cantor.
No. If they have to go to Turkey for a playoff game?
It's unlikely that he would make the trip, considering he's, a traitor.
He's a traitor.
Yeah.
To his country.
According to their some.
Yeah, I just don't want to be on his team, though, I don't government. Think, because at any point, someone.
Well, it's been going on for a while, and Turkey hasn't reached out and grabbed him yet.
I know, but you never know when they. I just don't want to be on his team.
I got you. You don't want to be in the line of fire, but so far, so good for Cantor.
Yeah. Just in case.
And now he's going to be a starting team. He went from not playing for the Knicks and couldn't go to Europe to go play a game with the Knicks because, you know, his government wanted to kill him or at least capture him.
Right.
To being the starting center for a really good playoff team. Look how things work out for guys.
I guess, except for that whole, you never know about any fanatic that could. Hey. And you never know with a fanatic if he's a good aim.
True. You never know how good of a shot.
That's right.
So you're thinking Damian Lillard's like, I don't want him on my team. Listen.
Hey, Enos, you sit up in the front. I'm going to be in the back of the bus.
Every time you're on the bench, when the Cantor's, hey, Lil's like, sit on the far end of the bench.
Listen, go. Every time he walks by, dap. Go.
Sit next to the G-leaguer we just brought up because I don't want to catch that bullet.
I'm not catching that. I'm not sitting next to Enos Cantor ever. 829 ESPN 97.5. I will sit next to Jeff Aronoff if we're out somewhere, I guess. I don't know. Are you able to sit on in your kitchen, outdoor kitchen? Are you able to sit there? Well, do you even have one? That's what Jeff Aronoff is asking you. Because he couldn't do this for you. He can put in that outdoor kitchen for you. And you know what? It increased the value of our home. When we bought our house, whatever, how many years ago, it was basic. I remember there was an old swing set out there and a French drain, and it was always the flood. It was terrible. And then we fixed it up. Well, that's what you do with your house. And one of the major things that we did was we put in an outdoor kitchen. We had a couple of grills with our Traeger and our Saber, and it was just awesome. And Jeff Aronoff built the countertops and the basically an eating area, countertop for us right there, and it was perfect, and it helped sell the house. And this is what you can do as well. And if you don't do these kinds of things, if your backyard is a mess, when you do try to sell your home, you're not going to get ultimate value for it. You will if you just call Jeff Aronoff. He's going to help you put in that outdoor kit or whatever it is that you want to put in, that fireplace, that countertop, that vanity, whatever it is that you need to put in. Jeff Aronoff does this for you every single day. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 835 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in here on a huge sports day. Okay? My sports map article, which isn't out yet. I don't know. What's Fred doing? I don't know what the hell he's doing. Is it about
another soccer one?
Well, I got into a little beef with your boy Robert Klemko.
You and Robert Klemko got beat? Was supposed to call me about Texas high school football or something.
He said this, if the most adversely affected class was wealthy white kids and not poor black kids, athletes in NCAA revenue sports would have been compensated fairly for a long time. I said, really? Because
they want to give money away?
No,
they want to give money
away to
anybody.
Because they were showering players with money in the 60s and 70s.
There wasn't the same money coming in, though.
Either. No, but either way, they were filling stadiums. There was money coming in. I don't know if you know this, but stadiums have been full for a long time.
Right, right.
Right.
Just not
this
amount of money.
And the players got none of it.
They didn't have the TV deals. Right.
No, they didn't have the TV deals, but they still had money coming in, and the players got zero.
Here's the dirty little secret. They don't want to give money away.
No, here's the dirty little secret is they don't have any money to give away. If you want to know the truth, the fact of the matter is, as a matter of fact, I talked to an athletic director yesterday, Chris Pesman from University of Houston, and I said, what would happen, and it's in the article, if you had to pay players? He said, we'd be bankrupt. He said, the only schools that make money right now in football are Texas and Texas A&M in the state of Texas, and maybe TCU.
That can't be true.
That's the truth.
How's that true?
You got to pay for all of the other sports.
I know, but with the conference deals, how is that possible?
It's
don't you get money from conference?
But it's maybe not just football. It's not just football we're talking.
Right.
The only programs that make money is because you have to pay for all the other sports. University of Houston would go broke if they had to pay players.
Oh, no, I know that people don't have... There is disproportionate money out there from a school, from conference to conference and from school to school.
Oh, yeah.
And I think one of the things that is not being considered, because no one really cares, no one who's pounding the table the hardest, there's a belief that the athletes should be compensated. Okay, let's say everyone agrees on that. Now, what is proper compensation? Immediately, there's going to be a breakdown in what everyone believes compensation should be. Well, some will believe it should be in the millions, and absolutely shouldn't. Then there will be an argument about, well, who gets compensated?
Well, where's the millions coming from, though?
It doesn't matter. That's the thought is going to be, look how much Nick Saban makes. That's not really a financial argument. Well, it's not a way to truly, like. That is a fun little emotional thing to throw out there and a talking point. But if you really get down to where the money comes from and how it's distributed, the first thing that you have to realize is there would be lawsuits galore because of Title IX. And you couldn't pay everyone across the board. And then the real answer is going to be likeness is going to be the best possible answer. It's going to be likeness. And then this has been mentioned. If you keep it, you know, you build up your war chest of money for your likeness or for your, you know, or for jerseys sold or all that
or
stuff.
Commercials.
And then you get it when you're out of school so that you're still, that will be the argument. And then people will not want that because you got to get compensated while you're in. And they do have archaic work rules.
Well, now you can't have a job.
Aren't there stipulations?
You can't be overpaid for your job. So, in other words, if you are a warehouse worker and the warehouse workers there make $25 an hour, you have to make $25 an hour.
Well, it's so you can't basically.
Yeah, right. Buy them.
I'm sure everyone follows that rule.
Right. Well, it is actually in compliance. It is monitored rather closely.
I'm sure it is until some guys dealership.
No. Listen, handshakes are never going away.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. And this is the conclusion that I made, and this is – I talked, and I've been saying this for I don't know how long. Let the marketplace decide what the kids deserve.
Why can't they be like Olympic athletes? Like Olympic athletes don't necessarily get paid by their federation so much. They get paid by sponsorships.
And likeness and all of that. So, and autograph sessions and commercials that they can do.
Let them do that.
Let them do it.
If you're marketable –
If it's fine for the Olympics, why is it not fine? And you don't have to pay for it. Why does the NCAA care if those kids can make money when they don't have to pay them?
Because they should.
They can still keep lining their pockets with their NCAA basketball tournament.
John, because they don't want people to learn, you know, how the real world works. Like, it's not like life's not fair. The midfielder for the UH soccer team can't make as much as Ed Oliver on the open market. It's just how it is.
Guess what, though? The Connecticut football player can't make as much as the women's basketball player.
I wasn't going women.
I know.
I'm just saying.
UCLA. Did you see that gymnast that UCLA has?
Yeah, the one who. Yeah.
She's fantastic. You know who'd make the most money at UCLA? Her.
Oh, I get it. Like, in some cases.
In Iowa, it might be a wrestler.
In some cases, a women's basketball player at Connecticut's going to make more than the football player at Connecticut. Right. But apparently, the NCAA doesn't want them to learn that lesson when they're in college because that's how the world works.
Well, I guess. I mean, if you're really, really good at something, you should get paid for it. And guess what? Like Saquon Barkley, he should have been compensated. He should have made money off. How many jerseys did Saquon Barkley sell at Penn State?
But you're always going to run into the comp. This is not a professional.
It's not.
You've made this argument too.
I'm not talking about them being paid professionally.
College has never been more
expensive, right? I'm not talking about them getting paid. I'm talking about using their likeness and cashing in on the marketplace. Whatever they can get. What do you mean? How much?
No, how much are you going to get? And how much is fair? And does he have, and is there going to be an argument in a lawsuit? Because I could see a lawsuit. This is unfair because this player is in a bigger conference, a bigger market, so they have the ability to make
more. They got
more.
There because they deserve to
so
be there.
So do you start going to schools based on where your likeness makes you the most money? That's a huge recruiting advantage.
Why are kids going to school now?
No, I think they go to...
Because of the biggest envelope that's paid to them.
No, not everyone.
A lot of it happens, though.
Not everyone.
You're sticking your head in the sand if you think that happening.
But I still think it's a lower percentage than... I mean, college football...
Will Wade would argue that.
I think big-time basketball is one thing. When you talk about the top three to four. Yeah, but there's a lot more. There's 80 guys on the roster or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are not getting paid.
No, absolutely. But you know what? Those guys aren't getting paid because no one wants to pay them. If they were really good, they'd get paid. And here's the deal. If you're really good and you can – if you're at Penn State and someone says, well, I would love Saquon Barkley to sell cars for me. You know, Saquon Barkley does a commercial and he gets compensated for it.
Slippery slope.
Why?
That you're getting into. Because you
are. It has to be monitored. And here's the and it does.
Well, who
have
offers
to be,
the best car deal?
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's exactly right.
Well, then it is purchasing a player.
Well, you get that after you get there. You can't recruit a kid with that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can't. Well, Lance, right now you can't recruit them with envelopes. But guess what happens? They recruit them with envelopes.
Yeah, but you're sanctioning it from the NCAA. You can't do that.
You're not saying. You're saying
if there's going to be cheating and there's cheating, and then the argument is, well, I can't believe how hard they are on people who get caught cheating. That doesn't seem fair.
Who said that?
Oh, I had that happen just the other day. I had somebody tell me like, there's so much cheating going on. How is anyone going to jail for cheating?
Well, no, now that was kickbacks and tax stuff that Adidas, all that stuff. That's different. There was all kinds of kickbacks and stuff, which is a problem.
That's a separate conversation I had. I'm talking about. Well, this is for agents who are paying players, and how are agents going to? I had somebody argue, how are agents going to jail for paying players?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between an agent or a school paying a player? Like.
Well, it's the school's not paying the player though. I don't have a concept where the school is a coach or a booster. No, boosters can't be paying players either. You know, they're getting in trouble too for paying players.
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah, and they should.
And they should if that's the rule.
That's
if
right.
The rule is in place, that's right. The rule. What I'm saying is if you now allow if you're the NCAA and you say, "Okay, we're going to allow you to set you can't open a door for a Pandora's box of that you can't close? Because you can't, once it's open, you can't close.
Look, here's the secret. The NCAA is already sanctioning. You think if they actually cared about delving into Alabama and what they do in the SEC schools, they wouldn't find stuff? They are already sanctioning it.
They are sanctioning it. Sean Miller
was caught.
Sean Miller was caught how long ago at Arizona? What has the NCAA done about Sean Miller? Will Wade has been suspended by his own school. Otherwise, Will Wade could keep on coaching, even though he's been caught by the FBI talking about payments to Smart.
Let's not act like there have been penalties and very stiff penalties.
But they pick and choose who they decide to go after.
They do pick and choose.
It's not
Alabama, what about the tackle buying plane tickets for players through an agent, and Alabama got nothing?
Yeah, it wasn't them.
No, here's the deal. I would put a limit. Okay, you could say a commercial for a player is worth this much. Sign an autograph session would be worth this much. You have a compliance department that actually stays on top of these things, that is actually an arm of the NCAA as opposed to the school, a compliance department that actually is not associated with the school. And I think you could control it. And I think you could put a limit on how much a booster, because you're right. You don't want it to be a bidding war. This car dealer in Alabama is going to pay you $100 million, while this one is going to pay
because it ain't the car dealer. It's that's all just going to be. It's you're basically just setting up.
It is the car dealer anyway.
You're setting up money.
You know who's giving the kids the money? The booster. Who's a car dealer? That's who's giving the kid money right now. So let the car dealer do it legally and use the kid.
It's never going to be legally. There's always going to be additional. Right now,
there's additional now, though, Lance.
There are
college basketball
players saying, y'all need to shut up with this pay and player stuff because you're screwing us up.
Who is?
College basketball players right now who are in the tournament are saying, I wish this pay and player stuff would go away because I'm making way more.
Well, that's a problem,
right
though.
I've heard.
That's a problem,
specifically
though.
They're making
more money now.
$250,000 a year.
I know, that's a problem.
Right now.
That's a real problem.
Well, you say it's a real problem, but people who are like, we've got to get
but
these
players.
But
it's illegal. Look what Reggie
Do you understand these players
but
are
look,
saying?
But
shut
look,
them.
Look at what Reggie Bush did to his team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a problem. They took away their national title. They took away
all
those wins.
Do you know anything about greed,
John? They took away his Heisman.
But you know greed. And all I'm arguing for is that it isn't going to matter. When you pay him, it's not going to be enough. There's still going to be money on top of it. None of this is going to change ever.
Well, no, it might, though. It might, though.
How?
If I don't have to do that, if I am getting paid and I am getting
compensated.
You don't
want an advantage?
And then maybe it will deter it.
It has to come from the NCAA. They cannot pay. You just talked about it with U of H. If they pay, it's going to be a smaller amount.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about boosters
likeness.
Paying it, likeness paying it. I'm talking about autograph sessions paying it. Not the NCAA.
Yeah,
that's
then
what
that's
I'm talking
a huge
about.
Advantage for just a few schools.
No, it's and not. No, it's not.
How is Houston?
Wait a minute. UCLA, are you kidding? They don't have a huge advantage now, but you're in L.A.? Yes, it would be great. You're at Alabama. You're at Ohio State. Why is that a huge advantage for any other school? At Texas A&M? They could. Why? Boosters could say, I'll give this kid a commercial. Why? What do you mean?
So it is
legalized.
At Northwestern
in Chicago? Why would that be for some schools? I don't get that. Why? University of Houston. You've got businesses here that would say, I want that kid.
Central Florida. Iowa.
Orlando.
Iowa State.
Orlando could pay.
Texas
Tech. They got businesses at Orlando that could pay people.
I know, but who gets paid and who doesn't get paid? Like, this is not an easy solution.
The marketplace will determine that. Who deserves
to get paid?
We're
talking about a marketplace for college players. We're talking about the marketplace. You're talking about the structure of supply and demand and marketplace. This is not amateur. That's not even remotely close to being amateur.
It's not amateur now.
It is. And like his Olympic example. The people who deserve, not every Olympian gets the same amount of money. If you're Lindsey Vonn, you're going to make more than some obscure swimmer because you're Lindsey Vonn.
This is Olympics. They have professionals. It's professional.
No, forever it wasn't
it's not
professional,
that way anymore.
But you could raise money through your likeness, through commercials.
But it is, and this is, and there is no other. The difference is this is a college component where you're taking a scholarship. Then pay for your own scholarship. Then And don't take a scholarship from
another
player.
Take the scholarship too.
No, you don't get a scholarship. If you get paid, you don't get a scholarship.
Not every kid's going to get it, Lance, because the marketplace will decide who gets it.
You're talking about marketplace. It gets away from the structure.
What structure? Of slavery?
Hold on.
Oh, we're getting away from slavery now.
Not me.
We're getting away from...
We're not calling
slavery.
No, we're not.
Come on.
And no, I don't believe that. However, Lance, there is an inequity. When there's 100,000 people in a stadium and half of them are wearing Baker Mayfield jerseys, there's an inequity there.
You didn't used to be on this. What changed you?
What do you mean? I didn't?
You have never...
I don't... Listen.
In our years of doing this, you have changed in terms of your argument about paying players and not paying players.
I'm not paying them. I'm letting the marketplace decide who earns. I'm not paying them.
No, but they are getting paid.
Why can't they make money?
I'm fine with that. I'm saying we need to quit acting like this is an easy fix, an easy solution. However much you get paid, this is the nature of the beast. In anything ever, however much you make, there's got to be someone who games the system because we want to get an advantage.
They're gaming the system now, Lance. Your head is in the sand. Difference? They're doing it now, and yet there's thousands of players that aren't getting crap. I mean, there's thousands of players. There is an inequity. Alabama has been working the system forever
and
winning.
John, why is that going to change? These players, the system is going to set. The same players aren't going to get crap because they're not marketable.
So why are you so against it being out all in our face as opposed to under the board?
Well, because once you open up, you can't close back. We've already seen this in society. There is no, we made a mistake, let's go backwards. There is no regression. So if you have to be very certain about what you're doing financially from a lawsuit standpoint, and you have to make sure when you talk about equitable, I don't think what you're talking about is equitable to most of the athletes who are in college sports. Most of them are not elite brands.
None of it is.
I know that.
I would say 95% are not.
The elite brands are the ones that are feeling. When you've got a Baker Mayfield who's a Heisman, who's having a Heisman season, he's the one that people are coming to see. Saquon Barkley, they're coming to see
him. That I don't agree with. I think they're coming to see the universities because, by the way, maybe not basketball.
But guess what? That offensive lineman who's blocking for Saquon, he can get his too. Oh, there's minds out there for him. Are you kidding? There are so many businesses that would love to be associated. With Penn State football. Not all of them could afford Saquon Barkley.
You're
know
wrong.
What, though? I got an offensive lineman from Penn State that wants
this.
To speak for
I'll
my business.
I'll tell you why you're wrong. I talked to Dusty Stanfield about this. He said, I don't care how great you are. Do you know that right now, Andy Dalton or Case Keenum make 7 times more than Aaron Donald? 7 times more than Aaron Donald right now in marketing. This is Aaron Donald. He can't get paid like a mid-level or even a backup quarterback. How is an offensive lineman who, and they get no deals. Remember, right. Steve McKinney was like rare. Eric Winston talked about this. We get no deals. No offensive linemen aren't getting deals anywhere.
Because college players tend to be cult figures and in small towns. Like, if you tell me the starting right tackle, it's not the same.
Why would a small town want a tackle instead of getting David Montgomery?
Well, maybe they can't get him.
What about the linebacker at Michigan that's so charismatic? You know what? One of the things is...
Yeah, Winovich.
Hey, Aaron Donald, get a personality and maybe you'll get some.
You don't think Winovich would be a big deal in Ann Arbor at a dealership? Yeah. Winovich?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
He would be a huge
deal. I think Devin Bush might be. More so than Chase Winovich.
No, I don't think so. I think Winovich would be
the long hair, everything,
and he's outrageous, and he's wonderful. And you know what? I want him on my.
The marketable guy is going to be the bigger name guy, the guy who gets drafted higher, the one that you want to keep coming back.
I don't think it's the same way. I can tell you this. College towns.
When Dusty told me about how the money thing works with, and this is for NFL players, it was shocking how little. Interior linemen, defensive and offensive, just don't make money. Look, they don't get any deals at all.
Look, you just brought up Johnny's a major example. How people were lining up, and now he's a
quarterback.
Would L.A. like when Case Keenum was in L.A. playing quarterback for the Rams? Or even Jared Goff? Would people show up like they show up for Johnny Manziel? I think college is a totally different environment how they treat their players and how they idolize their players as opposed to the NFL.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, you'd be able to, if you're an oil change place and you're a Penn State fan, you know what? I'm not going to be able to get Saquon Barkley, but you know what? I could have a defensive lineman say, hey, hey, come and get your oil changed over here, and I could give them a little something. I think that, I think you're way off on this thing. I think that
do
it
they
would
get
be,
agents?
I think no,
find these deals?
No, no, well, you go to the compliance deals? Office and say, I'd love to have one of your players speak for me, and I'd give them something, and it would be wonderful for everybody.
If they don't, so can you fire the players? Can you
yeah,
fire
you
the
can
players
pay them until you don't want to pay them anymore? Yes.
No. Can you get out of an agreement? And how long do these agreements last?
You do a commercial for me, and I'll
because
pay
we
you.
Do we do commercials. We right. know how that goes. You know, if you get in with a guy and you're like, this guy sucks,
right? And then you don't hire him anymore. Oh well. You know what? You weren't good
can
at
the player
it,
sue?
And that's what the marketplace dictates.
Can
you weren't
you
very
sue?
Good at it, so you're not going to get paid for it anymore.
No, I can't. But
then
can
why
the player
sue
an agreement? Because we don't sign contracts. Maybe the player signs
well,
a contract.
Well, you're getting into minutia about a contract.
No, but you have
you got an agreement
John,
with a kid, and he does a commercial for you.
You're missing my point. That is the point. You do have to have minutia. These are things that have to be
they
discussed
will,
and negotiated.
All that will come. All that will
it's
come.
It's a lot.
All that will come, Lance.
It's,
all that.
This
but,
is,
but the basic premise of it is let the damn marketplace decide.
Then it's
as opposed to the NCAA, who lets all of these boosters pay hundreds of thousands of dollars
how
to
about,
kids.
How about let's not have any pay, you get your scholarship, and let kids bypass college yeah. completely. In
they
all
do.
Leagues. No. Football, basketball, baseball.
Because
no
the
more,
NFL won't let
there
the
won't
kids.
Be any pay.
Because the
let's
NFL
take,
won't let it.
Let's take the... this element, the greed element of college sports, let's take
the
let's
NFL's
try to
whoa,
get back.
Whoa, whoa,
the
NFL's whoa, not
whoa, whoa,
interested
whoa, whoa, whoa,
in that.
You're off on this. The NCAA doesn't say you can't play NFL football until 3 years after. The NFL does.
Right,
that's
because
not
there's
up
a
to
danger
college.
To it.
That's up to the NFL. Okay, so that's not the greed of the NCAA that is doing that. It's the NFL saying we don't want
I
kids.
I just don't know where it's come from. Like, let the marketplace decide. This is college athletics. We're talking about the marketplace? That doesn't even sound right.
Well, the marketplace is deciding
but
everything else in college
kids
athletics.
Are just there. They are going to
you know
school.
What the marketplace
no
is
aspirations.
In college athletics? The NCAA tournament is huge. You know what's not huge? The women's tournament.
But
because people don't watch it as
how
much.
How many people are in the – but the women have to get paid too.
That's right. They do because of Title IX.
How are you going to do that?
Well, you're doing that now. Lance, it's happening right now. They're paying the kids. All those women get stipends just like the college football players do. All those women get stipends. So they're being taken care of. Now, if the women's Connecticut team can go and make some money on the side, why wouldn't you let them?
And there's only – then you have to go to Connecticut.
No, you could go to Notre Dame or Mississippi State. Are you kidding those Mississippi State girls that beat Connecticut? You know what they'd make?
Not much.
In Starkville? Yeah.
No. Why,
probably
why would they make much?
Why do you think that? I don't know.
You think Starkville's red hot for Mississippi?
This is the thing I don't understand. How college towns treat their athletes.
I get it.
It's not a national thing. I get it. You're not making a national commercial.
No.
But you don't think. I don't know the name.
And
I think
the money is very. I think people would be surprised. The money's not going to be as
that's
much.
That's fine, but it'd be
it's
more
not
than what
be
they're
as
getting.
Much, but that's what that's what it would dictate.
And the market's dictated by where you go to school is how much money you
are
can
you.
Okay. There's
a
lot
problem.
Of big schools. There's a lot of big schools.
There's
I don't know if you know that.
There's a lot in the Midwest.
Schools.
There's a lot in the Midwest that aren't big towns.
Oh,
Nebraska, Iowa State, Kansas.
Nebraska's huge in Lincoln. It's huge.
I know, John. But there's no one. If you got a chance to get whatever football player, then what basketball player's making any money? What
why did
basketball?
You settle on Nebraska in the first place? Because you couldn't play at Alabama. That's where you are, and that's what you would get. Guess what? That's what it dictates. If you're a five-star, you're going to Alabama. You're not going
then
to Nebraska.
It's all for the money then.
No, you go to Alabama to go to Alabama
you
now.
You said it dictates where you get to go is what you can make.
The Alabama
you
names
your talent dictates where you go.
The money thing should be way behind everything else. It's a small percentage of people that are marketable and that are elite. A very small percentage.
I get
so. And we're going to make decisions based on the small percentage.
But those are the guys that, honestly, those are the kids that are getting ripped off.
Know,
Baker Mayfield jerseys in the stands. You know what there's not? There's not a backup offensive lineman jersey in the stands. You know why? Because he's not Baker Mayfield.
There's not an offensive lineman jersey
because he's
in
not
the stand
Baker
either.
Mayfield.
There's not offensive lineman jerseys aren't made. They don't even make them.
But yes, they do.
No,
you can make any jersey you want. You can make any jersey you want.
But the school's not making them to sell.
No, but you can make your own jerseys.
Oh, great.
Hey, you, guess what? Parents do all the time.
They're the only ones who are getting
that's right.
Offensive line stuff.
You know why? Because they're,
no one cares
because
about
they're
offensive
not Baker
linemen.
Mayfield.
Exactly. Pay the quarterbacks.
No. Yes. Let the marketplace pay them. Not the school. They can't afford it.
I don't know. I just think it's slippery. Slippery slope.
Time to talk about – we're way behind. Time to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's give me
you know
the
what they would say. Slave owner mentality.
That's
Lance.
Right. You see? He just wants to keep the kid down.
No, I just think we have
now
to
we're done.
Demand. I think we have to be. I think we have
we're
to
done.
Be smart.
We got another.
We
got
to be smart about how
another
you
show.
Do this.
We got it. We got.
We got 2 more hours. For
what
this.
We got now is givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com. If you're looking to get, oh, you know what the marketplace is dictating? How much your car is worth. John Clay Wool says, I'll pay you the most. And that's what you want, as opposed to what the dealer offers you, the NCAA. They don't want to give you as much. The John Clay Wolf is the man out there who wants to pay you for your car. And if he can't beat CarMax, then he's going to send you $100. If he can't beat Texas Direct Auto, he's going to send you $100. That's what John Clay Wolf does. John Clay Wolf does this every single day. Like 2,000 times a month, he buys cars. That's how awesome he is. If you're looking for a great way to sell your car, he'll do the deal through your dealership. He's awesome. You'll love him. He's a great guy. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.